guys, welcome back to Rewatch Movie. I'm Mike. He's Jay. This is the spoiler review for The Strangers, Pray at Night.
Before you were home.
Before we get going, I want to talk about something we've talked about a couple times now. You'll hear us mention it from now on a little bit. One of the best things about this channel is that sometimes you guys come to us and you say, you guys helped me through a tough moment. And that literally, when I'm at the darkest moments of my life, I'll see something like that and it just makes my fucking
amazing.
It makes all the shit that we do for this worth it. Not that we don't love it anyways, but it's amazing. But I've always wondered, I wish we could do a little bit more, but we're not qualified to. So this company called BetterHelp reached out to us and we partnered with them. What they do is it's counseling and therapy, but from a remote standpoint, like on an iPad, on a phone, whatever. You don't have to get up and go into an office. You don't have to do all this shit that's involved with it. And it's actually, turns out in a lot of cases, to be cheaper than regular counseling or therapy. It's called BetterHelp. I'm going to put a link down below. It is an affiliate link. If you guys need it, please click that and just take a look around. Just close your eyes and feel around.
Just don't be a stranger to it if you need the help.
So The Strangers, Pray at Night, spoiler review. We fucking love this movie.
Wow. You know what? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Seriously, Sheila sucked his dick after the first day.
Sheila.
What the fuck?
Oh, Sheila.
Whatever's good for the geese is always good for the gander. Oh, Sheila. Anyway, yeah. At first, I'm going to be honest.
Don't.
I'm going to go ahead. Mike wears a toupee. I had mixed feelings leaving. You know?
I was pumped.
I was pumped watching it, and then when I left, you know, towards the end, especially with the ending, I was just like, I don't know. But then, as I started thinking about it, and as days rolled by, and days became weeks, and I became sweaty in my fucking apartment building, and thinking like, the sad truth, I have to get a job. Major Pain reference. Anyway.
Oh, I was confused.
Yeah, it was Major Pain. But anyhow, I realized how cool this movie was. Like, I mean, I think that is really the only label that you can slap on it and say it's fucking cool. Like, it's a really, really cool Dorito Ranch different kind of thing that you got exposed to, and now you gotta deal with it because it's good and it's inside you. Get inside you!
They are begging me to stay!
And thank God for filmmakers like this that still have the calmness to go out and do stuff like this. Yeah. So, we're going to get into spoilers for you. I just want to throw that out there first. I love the movie now, but at first, initial reaction...
Are you off a little bit?
Well, the initial reaction, I was thinking like... I mean, you know, I like the first one way better, which is true. I do think the first one is in its own league, but again, that's going back to Halloween. The original is its own league, and everything that came after it is its own secondary thing. But
I think the first one's better because it was the first one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the only reason why. Like, the first one was a newish thing. It was home invasion. It scared people. But what I love about this movie is you have a lot of people coming out and knocking it and saying it's shit or whatever. And my feeling about this movie is that if people are going to the theater to see this and they want to be scared, they're looking for like the next movie that's going to scare. They want to scare them, maybe like the original
or something.
Yeah, or like the original Stranger scared them. I think that general crowd might be disappointed at some points.
I'm sorry.
But and I'm not saying that they should be, I just think that they will be. But I think if you're a fan of 80s slashers, if you're a fan mainly 80s slasher sequels, this is an amazing slasher sequel.
Faux
it's
show.
Not even a home invasion
Faux
movie.
Show. They're taking her, the teenage rebel. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
Listen to Iron Maiden.
They should have thrown that in there, too. Again, we'll get into the soundtrack, but wow, the soundtrack. Are we done?
I had to finish it.
They're going to take her to a private school because she's fucked up. She's done some bad things. Again, Mike and I will not agree with what... Like, I don't think it's that extreme.
It's not.
It's not. I mean, seriously, like, it's not that extreme to fucking ship her off to boarding school or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
I kept waiting for the other foot to drop and then be like, you know, you sucked the coach's dick.
Or oh, what?
Like, but no, she just skipped school and smoked some cigarettes. My wife was pissed. She was like, I was glad the parents died.
Oh.
She's like, they fucking deserved it.
You know,
like,
fucking suck a man! Yeah, well, you know, honestly, that's all we get. That's, maybe she did something worse. Because they try to allude to the fact that she did something bad, but we never really get explained. Like, they're outside of Denny's. Like, I get it looks like a Denny's restaurant. They're on their way to this trailer park to stay in this trailer, you know, midway before they drop her off at boarding school. I kind of felt like they weren't really...
I felt bad for the daughter.
Yeah, well, I felt bad for the daughter.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said the mother.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay, good.
So, listen, bitch.
Okay, you know what? I'm not listening anymore. Which the first thing I noticed, by the way, is she's not like inhaling it. And I mean,
she's the worst cigarette smoker of all time, dude.
And I'm like, she's like, what a fucking waste. Let me have that.
So they're going to the trailer park. They find the uncle and them dead. And then all of a sudden, the strangers start attacking the family. And then you go from there. And the movie does something cool, whereas they split up the dad and the son and the mom and the daughter.
Yeah.
And the mom and the daughter are back at the trailer home. And the first death is the girl, Dollface.
From Lexington, Kentucky. How you doing? Good job.
Yeah. And she did a great job in the movie, too, by the way. But the daughter escapes through the roof in the trailer, right? And I thought that this was a very strangerous death. Like, it was depraved and fucked up. And it gave you that feeling that you got in the first movie where they're stabbing them when they're tied to the chairs. But the daughter escapes through the roof, and then she goes in and just... That trailer scene is the only home invasion movie, really,
part of the movie. Yeah. Everything else is in the open.
Yeah, everything else is just straight-up slasher, which I love. But this scene, it's like they did The Strangers in 10 minutes. Like, she breaks in the trailer, they smash the phones, it's this intense scene, and it's really good. But the way that she kills the mom, man, was really...
It's violent.
It is.
It's fucking...
Because she just walks up to her, and the mom knows she's behind her, and she's going to die, and she's pushing the daughter.
That's scary.
Sticks the knife slowly, like, in her back, man, and just like slumps over the sink, and I was just like, damn, I feel dark, but I'm having a good time.
I was having a great time,
Steven.
It was so weird, Steven. The password
is vagina. I really don't want to play this game.
Come on, Steven.
But when I had a good time,
I made scrambled eggs.
That was the climax time of my good time. When, you know, the mother's looking through the phones or whatever, and the daughter turns around and you see her coming out of the shadows.
Yeah.
I felt Michael Myers, my lactating tits right there, like boom. And then she was like, and then she's like, mom, and then they back away and she pulls out the butcher's knife, because the smart thing, it's smart. They took all the knives away. Like, they took, you know, they went to the doors and took out the knives and all that stuff. So they're weaponless. And this girl,
I found Captain Winky.
Dollface. That's why Roger Connector died. He found Captain Winky.
That's why Roger Connector is dead. He found Captain Winky.
But she's got this knife and she's intimidating as fuck. And she stabs it down. She's like, no more phone calls. And then they run away to the bathroom. And that's when that scene happened.
Now, when the dad and the son are trying to escape and they're trying to go find the mom, and they find the mom dead. And I like the way they did this, because I hate in movies when a loved one dies and you've built up this love for each other, you almost have to have like a really sad scene. But when they find the mom, they played it perfectly because the sister was still out there. So the dad goes up to the son, he's like, we need to keep it together, we can't break down right now, we gotta find your sister. So that immediately moves us past the mourning scene, which I like in this kind of movie because it's fun.
You don't need that much time.
So they get in the truck and they drive off, and immediately, like, dude, that's the scene that actually did scare me. It was a good jump scare. When they're driving the truck and all of a sudden Baghead throws that fucking trash can.
See, that scares you. The funny, everybody in the theater jumped when I was watching it, because we watched it separately, but everybody in the theater jumped, and I could see him coming out on the left field. He went, like, I could see him. I saw him come out and he went, I was like, he just threw a brick. or whatever he threw.
I think it was a trash can.
Well, whatever it was, he's like, I hate fucking non-recyclers. and then they wreck, and then you see the dad got pierced Final Destination 2 style with a big thing of a 2x4, and his guts are spilled out, and the son's like,
well done.
Oh my god, you're never going to come to my Little League games ever again. And he's like, no, son, I'm dead.
The dad was a good actor.
It was a good, no, it was a good moment. Son. It was, well, I don't know.
I liked them both
a lot. The son kind of got on my nerves, because he was like, the guy was doing his best, but I don't know if it was inexperienced or he just didn't really know how to deal with that particular scene, because he was like, okay, guess what I'm going to do, Dad? Okay, listen, I'm going to go get help at the end.
I thought I'd deal with his character. I like that kid a lot.
I guess he's going to be in other things.
You'll see his face again.
So he runs off to find the sister, because she's probably listening to the Ramones somewhere, which I would be doing in that situation myself.
It's smoking cigarettes like... we're like a Pink Floyd record.
Yeah, I know, we're doing this right now. This is okay, guys. Mike laughed, and I laughed, and we weren't even in the same fucking theater. But he brought this up off camera, and I was like, dude, I did the same thing. I did the same fucking thing, and my date Cassie was like, why are you laughing? I was like, because I can't help it. I was getting giggly because it was like that feel good giggly. Like if you're on a roller coaster and you know the loop's coming up, you're like, but you get like weird, like laughy, because. You see the backhead guy come over, and he's like, he's looking at him, and he's like, oh, he's dying. And it's like, oh, he's going to leave him alone. Then he walks around to the passenger side door, and he opens the door very calmly and sits down. He's like,
But it's the smile that's into the bag.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah, you know,
it's like, no, but it's depraved as fuck because he sits next to this dude who's dying.
And then he's looking at the radio station. Yeah. Like he's like clicking and he's like, do you like the song? No.
But dude, it's the way he sits there. He goes,
he's like, I wanted it to be like that dude that's like, does it hurt? Does it hurt? Because he was like, it was so weird. Yeah, he had the little smiley face.
And the dad's like, what the fuck are you doing?
You know that guy took time to make that on his mask. He had the little smiley face and his eyes, and just something about the way that he was pushing each station very, like, carefully. He was like, this one, no. That one, no. And he's like, this one, 103.3, no.
And it's so
like,
sick and depressing.
And then he was like, this one. And then the entire time he's doing this, sitting next to him in the passenger side seat, while this guy's bleeding out, the dad is begging. He's like, please, please stop. Whatever it is you're doing, you can just stop. And he's like,
he's like, what?
And you know what he wanted to be like? Coffee. Like, he wanted to say something weird. And so he like looked at him like this, and he was like, station three.
And then, like, he was going,
ooh. And then he said something to him, and he was like, he pulled out this fucking really sinister, like, this little pickaxe thing, and he's like, he looked at it, he's like, this might do the job. And then he's like, yes. And then he stabbed it right in his fucking throat. And the thing is, I think this is really what gets you, like, as far as the audience, really gets them to, like, understand the motive behind the strangers. I think the first one did a pretty good job, but this one really kind of solidifies to me. Because I never saw the close-up on the eyeballs. And when he stabs him in the fucking jugular, you see they do a good job of zooming in on his eyes, and he's like watching every fucking detail. You see his eyes moving back and forth, watching him and taking it in as he dies. This is like a thing for him. And then when he dies, he goes like he gets like he's like it's just like erection. Like he had a good time watching it.
Erection.
It's very, very depraved, but very well done. And after that was a great scene. That was an amazing scene. But before that even happened, do you remember the scene in the playground? You know, we saw this in the trailer.
Yeah.
When the truck is chasing her through the playground and she jumps in that little tube and she's like, leave us alone. And that girl
that
pops out.
That shit scared the fuck out of me.
I know. And she's like, we've just begun.
She's like, why are you doing this? And I saw it in the trailer and still didn't expect it. I was just chilling eating popcorn. She's like, we haven't even started. I was like, God damn it, man.
Were you like fucking Tum Tum from the three ninjas? You're like, I choked on a jellyfish.
But we've just started.
The son goes to try to, you know, call the cops or whatever, but he goes to the pool scene that you see in the trailer.
It's great.
And all the hype around the scene is totally fucking worth it, man. Because there's a moment where he has a chance to kill the girl. But you can tell he's such a good guy. Like, when his dad gets the gun originally, he's like, are you just gonna shoot him? He has a chance to shoot her and he just can't do it. I don't have the power!
That pissed me off, though, because...
I get it.
He's like, just shoot the bitch. She's like, you gonna shoot me?
Demetrius, call the cops. This punk ass cop gonna shoot me.
I got fucking bullets. Boom, bitch.
But he doesn't, and they run away. Yeah. And he ends up at the pool.
I like the girl though. She's like, give me the gun. I'll do it. It's like, yeah, give her the gun.
She would have done it too, but I like it because it's an arc. Because you get to the next scene, and he goes into the lobby area or whatever, and that's a badass scene too.
Yeah, the office. Yeah.
He goes out to the pool, and it's just this glorious landscape.
Oh
man.
My
these
God.
Palm trees and these neon lights, total eclipse of the hearts plan. And then
it's so good.
The other stranger, which I'm guessing is the mom, maybe.
I don't know what she is.
The new one shows up and she's standing there and she walks up to like
she runs dude,
when she runs
running.
At him it's creepy as fuck but he turns around and baseball bats the fuck out of her.
I saw that scene when he turned around that golf club and he hit the bitch right in the face like this girl this one girl that was sitting with us she was like good finally thank you.
That's what my wife did. She wasn't even that into the movie. She was like fun.
A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle was like a Jose Canseco fat. He fucking knocked her out.
Who you calling freak?
And then he was like on top of her and he's like gonna lift her mask up. Then she wakes up. I really thought though they were gonna let the scene continue and it was gonna be lift Tyler under the mask. Thank God they didn't.
No.
And then she wakes up and he's like stab stab stabby stab stab and I'm like
It was a good scene, man.
And then...
Surprising. Well, from there, dude, it's really surprising because I did not think the strangers were going to die at all.
No.
I didn't think you were going to see any of them fucking die. It was a ballsy choice to do what they did with all of them because you would think that... I mean, the whole movie, I expected for these people to fucking die and the strangers to get in their truck and drop off.
You were doing the Matrix thing. You were Morpheus like, come. Show me more.
He killed her and I was like, you know, you've... This is the next logical step for you, dog.
You've reached the next level.
Yeah.
And then you have the fucking old baggage come out. That was cool. He's dragging his axe, making sure that it scrapes on the concrete. That's a very minute detail, and I appreciated it, because he's doing it on purpose to intimidate him. But I guess maybe at that moment, because you know, you have a back face and you can only see so much. And he's like, he hadn't seen the body on the ground. And then the kid screams, Luke screams, I killed one of your own. How about that? How about that? I killed one of your own.
How does it feel?
And
then how does it feel?
He gets a perk in his step. He's like, son of a bitch. And he's like, and then he's like, you know, and then he's fucking slashing him. And I'm like, come on, kid. Dude, just fucking do this. Apollo.
I fucking love that. Like, when he screams, like, I killed one of your own. And the stomach phone, you fucking dick.
I hope your phone fucking gets fine.
I love that because it shows some personality. Like, it shows just enough personality.
That's
like,
when I start liking him.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm like, does Backhead actually care? Is he sadistic enough that he doesn't give a fuck? But he gets angry.
He does.
He starts to swing that fucking axe at him. And it's one of those rare things, like, in horror movies. Like, you get a really up-close moment with your killer. And it doesn't show too much. It's just, it's perfect the way they do it. Right. He's swinging this axe at him, and it's intense and scary.
You hear that? Whoosh!
It's a fucking, yeah, it's an action-filled moment, man. He's swinging the axe at him. He misses. They end up in the pool. And they
take off their clothes.
Totally clips. So the heart comes on. The neon light.
The entire time that scene is going on, you hear that song.
I think that's going to be one of the best scenes we see all year long.
That's, you know what? I'm gonna go crazy. Top 15.
Probably.
Top 15. For sure. Not top 10. Top 15 for sure. And then finally, old Baghead gets the upper hand and he stabs him up under the fucking back. Now this is where it gets fucking gnarly as shit. Because the Baghead's like, you're going to die. You're going to fucking die. So he walks out of the pool to watch him suffer. And you see the blood coming out, and he's floating, and then again, you still hear that song.
I thought he was dead for sure.
Yeah, and he's, you know, up and down, you know, his head's dunking under the water, the song comes in and out, fading in and out, and then it gets going, when you're drunk, kind of pretty much when you're drunk, when somebody's trying to tell you, you've had enough, you're like, that's all you're hearing. And then his sister shows up, and she's got a bum leg at this point, but she pulls him out of the water, and I thought the kid was dead. I really did not think Luke was going to survive at all. And then she runs up and she sees a car coming. She stops it. You find out it's a cop car, and then right by, I mean, you can see it coming. I mean, you see this, the girl, Dollface, come up behind him and then slashes his fucking throat, and then is terrorizing this girl. She gets in the car. She tries to start. No keys. Hear that tap on the window. Great, another great throwback. And then she opens the car door up with the keys and starts slashing her all the fuck. Man.
Finally, someone gets the shotgun. And if you watch a lot of horror movies, you know at that scene that there's, you know, okay, the keys are gone. But you know that there's a shotgun propped up, straight up. Because it's in every fucking horror movie.
But it's locked. And
finally, she gets the shotgun, cocks it, and it's a badass scene. Which, again, it surprised the shit out of me because I didn't expect the strangers to die.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect them to be killed.
I didn't either.
And it's a badass fucking scene, too, because the girl's right up on the barrel of the shotgun. And she shoots her, blows her out of the
that
car.
That moment, though. That moment, that pause moment when she cocks it, and she looks, she's like, oh, fuck. It's like, I have power now.
It's like the end of Broken Arrow. when he shoots it with these, like, he shoots it with the giant missile, and John Travolta's standing there with the cigar like, yeah.
Ain't it cool?
She shoots her, and then she actually demasters her, which shocked the shit out of me, and that was the girl that's
from our neck of the woods.
Yeah,
and that part, they again show how crazy they are, because she was like, why are you doing this? And she's like, oh, why not? And she starts smiling and laughing, and you're like, I don't feel sorry for you at all. Fucking blow that bitch's head off. And she's like, boom, and I'm like, good for you. Good for you. And then
the ending, dude. This now it's just the mom's dead, the kids, I think it's the mom. The mom and the kid are dead, and now it's old Baghead coming after. And dude, this scene really took this into a new level for me. I like some parts about it.
Super Saiyan.
I don't like some parts about it.
But this one.
But here's the thing, like, he chases her down and it's this badass scene and he's running her down or whatever, but she eventually lights his ass on fire.
Dude, that scene was great because when he ran the fuck out of that police cruiser, right, and he doesn't give a fuck, and then he pulls up next to her because he knows you're not going anywhere, I just fucked your shit up, and he's like, how you doing? And she's like, oh fuck. And then he runs around the side of the hill, and again, I'm with the great audience.
Again,
and
he was doing that.
I know, he's like, I was with the great audience, and they were like, get out of the car, girl, fuck, get out of the car. Then when he hits her, she gets out of the car, and then it got stuck on the side of the Jeep, you know, the stranger's truck. She looks at it, she sees the gas leaking down, and then she remembers she's got a Zippo, and you see, when she lights it, the Backhead's eyes, he's like, oh, fuck. He's like, I didn't plan for everything, but it's like, it's a weird way, it's like, he almost is like, I respect you.
Dude, like, you really are rooting for
him. I know, and
it's strange.
Like, I felt like, he was like, I respect you now. And then she threw it down on the fucking, and it blew up, but then, wow.
I thought for sure the movie's over.
That's over. And I thought that what it was going to be her walking away from the fire explosion and was just going to end like kind of like that. No. You see the truck back out still on fucking fire and do the vroom vroom thing. I'm like, oh my fuck. Have we gone to another level?
Pause, dude. Pause, because we gotta talk about what I was feeling in my butt.
Ooh. diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
I'm so confused. When you're going around third and you feel a juicy squirt, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Fuck yeah.
But I had a lot of moments in my head. I was like, oh my fucking God. Have they just transcended?
Something's happened.
Are we going fucking supernatural territory?
Take the plug out and get real.
I would have loved it. I would have got so fucking pumped. Because it's so fucking just 80s and ballsy.
So great,
to do that in 2018 would be so ballsy. I thought we were going to make them super fucking natural.
See, I wish we had been together because I would be like, fuck what?
I was like, yes. For sure. Because, I mean, he literally got exploded and he's still driving a truck after. I don't need any explanation.
Nothing.
I don't need anything.
Nothing.
It would have pissed a lot of people off, but it would have been fucking ballsy.
Because he had so much... Lance Michael. That's what I was thinking. The backhead was so obsessed with what he was doing and the fact that everybody else was dead. I mean, yeah, he cared, but in a way he didn't.
Yeah.
He was like, they're just part of everything. Because when that girl said, why not? I think he felt the same way. He's like, why the fuck not? And, you know, I don't have anything to live for. I'm wearing a shitty suit.
I thought, well, before when they died, I thought, okay, I don't know what's going to happen here. I thought maybe he's going to kill her. And
yeah.
Then he's just gonna recruit
when it went the fucking truck on fire and chase, it went straight Christine.
Yeah.
It went into another level and I'm like, God damn, that was so nostalgic. That the whole scene when she's with the camera facing like this, right? And you're looking at her and then that car behind her, that truck with containing that last person from the Strange, the old backhead, vrooming at her and no, I can run you down. I'm just doing this. I'm fucking in pain. I'm doing this because I want to do it. It's fucking crazy, dude. Like how well they captured that spirit.
I thought for sure he's gonna run her over and then the movie's gonna.
No, he wants to torture her.
But oh well, wait. That's more.
Mm.
More? Much more.
That'll be.
He chases her down and then he finally gets her down or whatever and he gets out of the truck with the axe and he just falls over because he's finally just giving in and he falls over.
But it's like, oh, fuck it, man.
And I was kind of disappointed. Like, you know, it was
you
weird.
Know, I was telling Cassie, I was like, that totally, when he got out of the truck and I was talking to her in the theater, I was like, hey, listen, this is how me, when I get to work and I've drank too much and I'm hungover, I get out of my car and I walk up to the door and I'm like, no. I fall down. I walk all like smooth and casual, like I'm gonna make it. And they're like, no. and he does. He falls. He pulls out this fucking piece of glass. And I'm like, oh, he's gonna use that to kill her. He's got the axe still dragging. And I'm like, okay. Well, I think he's gonna go with one last swing and then maybe kind of skitter off something. But no, he does. He collapses and he's dead. We think. But now we get. This is where, dude. Now, we transcended early, right? Now we're in fucking nirvana. We're in the gates of heaven. Because what happens, dude, I don't know if you guys caught this, but I did. The surviving girl, she runs out in the middle of the road, and she's waving down this couple that's coming, or, well, a son and a mother. She's waving them down. They stop. She's all bloody, like, we'll help this girl out. And then... they're talking, they're like, she's like, help me please, and then the mother's like, oh fuck no, and the guy, he's fucking there, he's like, you think you'll get away from me, that easy? I'll cut you in your knees, and then, it's a pickup truck, that's a great movie, it's a pickup truck, they book it, she jumps in the back, and he jumps on the back end, and she, you know, he's slashing her, and it's God, dude, it's so fucking great. It's so energetic and something
it's
about
like
it.
You just pounded six surges.
Fuck. It makes your heart
feel
good.
When will it end, Steven?
And then she takes the baseball bat and she slugs it and you see the fucking crisp niceness and hit him and he falls over. He's got to be dead. Right? But
right.
And then it's driving off into the opening sun. The sun's rising and she's laughing and screaming. I got Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's exactly what I thought.
Chainsaw Massacre.
But then I was also like, are you going to go back and get your fucking brother?
And I tipped my hat like that. Yeah, it was. It felt so Texas Chainsaw Massacre where she's like, like, I made it. And it with the sun and everything.
Yeah.
And then she wakes up in the hospital room. Her brother obviously had been rescued. He's on a oxygen support. And she's like, having nightmares or whatever. And I, you know, honestly, this is where I thought Liv Tyler might come in as a doctor. Psychological person, be like, I know what you went through. You know, and you'd be like, oh, fuck.
But this, what they did next is either, depending on how you feel, it's either genius or you don't like it. And then, I'm going to give you an ultimatum here in a second and let you choose. But
That makes you smile.
In the movie, she wakes up. She's in the hospital. Brother's there, like you said. And she hears a knock on the door. Right? And she hears a knock on the door. After she hears that weird wailing sound that the girl made. So, and then the movie ends, right? It ends. Like, in a way, I love it because they didn't tell you anything. It could be, natural thought is it's just, she's obviously already in PTSD mode and she's already dealing with it. They're dead. Like, they're human, right? Like, they're dead.
We think so.
You think. And that's one way of looking at it. But the other way of looking at it is, this is continued. And if it's continued, then they have to be supernatural. So, it's that weird ending of Halloween 5 where they leave you at a place where you could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it could either damn the franchise with your next step or make it great with the next step. And I think that the director did an amazing job, and it was very fucking sharing of him to do it this way, because if they want to continue the franchise, they can.
Yeah, he didn't Michael Bay kill everybody off.
Right, and I mean, he did kill the strangers off, you think, but then again, there's always prequels, there's anything you can do. But I love that ending. I love the way that they ended it, but let me ask you if this would be a better ending.
Tell me.
If instead of that, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre ending, she's in the truck crying, and then they kind of show her them feeling back to get the brother or whatever, because you gotta get the brother. But all of a sudden, it's just this empty shot, and then you see the baghead dude stand up and pick up his axe, and then the movie ends.
Well, yeah.
Because it's like saying, he's fucking supernatural.
At that point, yeah, you could say that.
I'm into that.
Well, I would be fine with that. I don't mind another supernatural serial killer or a group of them.
It's been too long.
Yeah, I need it. Again, that goes back to the fact that we've been depraved and deprived so much. I think that we are depraved. But we've been deprived. And Cyrus is my friend, so fuck you. So that was 13 ghosts. But I'll be fine with them being supernatural, or one of them being supernatural. But I'm also thinking maybe what you could do.
The unholy triumvirate.
And the knock on the door, which, you know, again, I'm kind of like, yeah, I mean, that's really hard. Because it's kind of like seeing, you mentioned Halloween 5, the guy in the steel-toed boots.
Right.
You're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, because you really can fuck yourself over if you write yourself into a corner, and they did that in Halloween 5. They really wrote themselves into a corner, and it took a fan to get them out of there. So the only way I could think of, like, what you could do is, like, these murders are cult. You know, they use the same masks.
I don't like it.
Well, I mean, that's the only way, because
if you kept him alive and he recruited two more, I'm into it. But a cult is just too. It's
maybe
been done
maybe
too
you
tons.
Keep him alive. Maybe you keep him alive. Maybe he didn't die. You right? And they're recovering, and he did recruit. But how would you recruit him? I mean, is this...
You never know. You never see it.
Three people that decided to put masks on and fuck with you. For no reason whatsoever, but you at home. And Tamara wasn't. The cult mentality thing. The copycat killing...
I want supernatural, dude.
Well, you know what? I do. I mean,
and never explain it.
I'd be fine if it evolved that way. If it's gonna go that way, if I have to go with that, I'll go with that. I'm just saying, like, if the guy survived, which I guess it's possible, but he's gonna be brain dead as fuck because he got burned alive. I mean, his shit's all fucked up. You can see it. Like, it's grody when you see how badly burned he is. And then she cracks him right on the fucking head with a Louisville Slugger and breaks it. You gotta be fucking dead. And if he didn't die, and you're right, he didn't die, and he went to recruit more people, that would take some time.
What about this?
What?
What about this?
Me right now.
What if the next Strangers movie happens? They don't explain any of that. They're just back. They're fucking with some other people. Maybe you don't know the timeline. You don't know whatever. But at some point in the film, say the Dollface girl is going up, and she's fucking with someone. She's about to kill him, and you just get these little hints. That just, like, are ever forever etched and talked about in the movies, in the franchise's lore. Like, what if someone's fighting with her and you see her stomach and you see, or her chest, you see a scar in the exact same place the kid stabbed her at? You don't know, there's a 1% chance they survived. Maybe not the shotgun blast. She's dead.
I was going with 99%.
She's either, the shotgun blast, she's either dead or she's supernatural. Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could work that out. The stab victim, she could have survived.
He stabbed her like 18 times.
He technically could have survived, but you don't know. Like, they're supernatural. Everybody believes they're supernatural, but you don't go out and say it. It's the same thing with Michael Myers, but I don't know.
See,
I get what The Strangers is, and that it's about them being human and being sick and depraved. But I want so badly for there to be another supernatural killer.
It will come in October. It will come in October.
Maybe he might be mortal too.
We'll get something later. well, look.
That's the question of the day.
Well, okay, that is. But I want to point out the fact that we all, again, horror fans, love Scream. Right? We love Scream.
Yeah.
they're not supernatural. They're regular beings that got off on the fact that they fucking tortured and terrorized
the people. Only time a copycat's been a good thing.
Yeah, and you
in
know,
horror history.
But how long has it been since we've had?
I don't, but nobody like the copycat thing sucks.
It does
it works
suck.
For Scream, but that's it.
Yeah, but we how long have
I don't want it
I did it! Okay. Whatever. So at the end of the day, what do you guys think about the knock 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 on your fucking door? How you doing, 50 Cent?
Mind your business about Holly.
Mind your fucking business about Holly. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think the ending should have been more wrapped up with just we're never making more sequels to this. This is it. Or was the knocking a good idea and whatever director comes along, whatever writer can take that and make something great out of it, is that a good idea? I don't know. I hope so. I really would like to see this franchise continue, but I don't think it can continue with the supernatural overtone because it takes away too much from the original notion.
It's also very easy for them to just do a prequel.
Well, we can do a prequel. That's fine. But that's what I'm saying. I know, but the whole... I would love it. The supernatural stuff, I would, because we both agree that we need a supernatural serial killer that's not Michael Myers or Jason or Freddy or something new. But I didn't want them to do that with Scream, the ghost face. I don't want them to do that with this. I mean, it just, it's so different. It's in its own category. I don't want them fucking with it that hard. But a prequel would be fine. Or like how, and I know you're saying no to the cult. Or no to the idea or the notion that people would get together and say...
Jigsaw did it too, you know?
Yeah, but this...
He saved me.
No, it would
what
be...
What if they did that?
No, they would, never, like, they would never do this. I think they would be a fucking nihilists. They would be people that just like anarchy. They wouldn't fucking be like, oh yeah, we're going to go attack people that fucking kill themselves or try to kill... They're just going to be like, I'm into the fact that people could be alone in a trailer park and go fuck with them or alone in their house and go fuck with them for no reason whatsoever. I don't know. Who knows?
I liked it, though.
But what do you guys think about the ending? Yeah. That's the big one.
What do you want it to go from here is the question.
Where do we go from here?
Cause you look at us.
I feel like the end of Little Monsters. Africa. Like at the very end of Little Monsters when you're walking off. Well, I know where we're going. I'm really going to miss you, Maurice.
The movie's an 8.5 for both of us.
Yeah.
For us to discuss like all the things that we loved about the movie in general without spoilers, we have our non-spoiler review. But comment down below on all the shit we've talked about here. How did you guys feel about the movie? What do you want it to go from here? We love your fucking faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn wham up in you. And don't forget, if you need it, man, click that BetterHelp link. It's a great fucking idea.
Big time. Big time. And what I want to know from you, send in a private link. Where the fuck is Tamara? That bitch owes me money.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a movie. We watched a movie. Uh-huh. We watched a movie.